Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, O Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Life never bounded or constrained, tamed chaos took the flood in hand, determined thee should now recede and bear what would become the land. And so this day their boundary set, God named one earth, the other sea, and then beholding both were good, love's eye was drawn to shrub and tree. Life thus addressed our mother earth, and charged her color, bloom, and root, be lavish in the gifts you bear of greening forests, plants, and fruit. And so it was, and it was good. Our planet's splendor stood untrod. Each peak, each valley, plain, and pond poured forth its poetry to God. Thus evening came, and morning came, the third day when our earth first breathed, so fragile, faithful, fruitful, free, by life sustained, by love conceived. Amen. A beacon in the night for the upright. This one is generous, merciful, and just. Happy are those who love God and delight in the whole of Torah. Their children shall be blessed, strong and upright in the land. The households of the just will flourish. Their integrity stands firm forever. A light shines from them for others, for they are generous, merciful, and just. The good lend freely to others, and conduct their affairs with honor. They never waver from doing what is right. Their justice is remembered forever. They do not fear evil news. With strong hearts they trust in God. Steadfast and without fear, they will watch the wicked crumble. Open-handed, they share with the poor. Their integrity stands firm forever. This strength will bring them honor. But hatred devours the wicked, who grind their teeth and depart. Their hopes all turn to ashes. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. A beacon in the night for the upright. This one is generous, merciful, and just. A reading from the first letter of John. See what love the Abba has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Jesus. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like Jesus, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope based on him make themselves pure as he is pure. Thanks be to God.
Whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of our love, Jesus. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of our love, Jesus. Give thanks to our dear Abba, through him. Do everything in the name of our love, Jesus. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the holy breath of love. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of our love, Jesus. Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Alleluia.
My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Alleluia.
For all who hunger, whose lives are endangered by lack of fresh fruit and vegetables, whose families and livestock are perishing from lack of vegetation. For all forced by poverty to survive on grains and vegetables when they can find them. And for those who freely adopt this simple diet so others may simply live. For all who work closely with soil, who recognize its fragile beauty and strive to restore its natural balance. For those who farm and garden the earth using sustainable methods that harmonize with the life of entire ecosystems. For those who hoard the produce of the land, who build larger barns and funnel grains and greens that could feed the whole world into the unsustainable production of pork, beef, and poultry to satisfy the cravings of the elite. For those who hunger for meaning, cut off from the life-giving and sustaining love of God, manifest in the cycle of life in all its paradox and diversity.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before Mother Earth, whom you invited to join you in the ongoing work of creation. And now, each peak, valley, field, and pond pours forth its poetry of gratitude and praise. As we harvest and share the produce of early June, give us the wisdom and will to care for and conserve Mother Earth and the many life forms to which she has given birth. May we join the flowers and trees in reflecting your beauty, and join all the saints in singing your praise, for yours is the love, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a hunger and thirst for justice. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you. Our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may with the help of her prayers be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal.